I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Tag the Podcast.
Welcome back, guys. We hope y'all are good. We hope y'all are okay.
Y'all be easy. Well, by the time this episode comes up, Valentine's would have passed, but I hope y'all were easy, you know.
Valentine is coming. Oh, and to be fair, like, even if you had new plans for Valentine's, it's okay. Like,
we love you.
Yeah. If nobody loves you, Shano Tag loves you. Last, you guess.
I'm very underwhelmed. You said, yeah. I'm not going to believe that you love them. Like, that was
no, I actually love you guys. Stop.
She's blushing.
Yeah.
But, child, today we're going to talk about ghosting and, you know,
closure.
Like, what really is closure? Like, is that such a thing? Like,
first of all, closure is a lie, but
it's a myth. Like, but it's okay.
It's actually a myth. Like, it's
we all have to go through the stage of believing.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do it chronologically. You know.
Yeah, not chronologically.
Yeah.
Let's start from the top. From ghosting. To be fair. I've never been, because I was trying to think, have I actually ever been ghosted? But I don't think so.
I think you have.
Eh? Oh, no, y'all, this episode is ending right here. Because Derry has started on her
No, but I mean, thing. How can you?
Guy who ghosted me. Whispers. Or just give me the scenario, because honestly, who has
ghosted? No, okay, but maybe my understanding of ghosting is different. Like, obviously, someone can ghost you and they just ghost, like, disappear, but someone can ghost.
I mean, hence ghosting.
Someone can ghost you for a couple of days as well, and you're just kind of like.
I don't think that's ghosting. Ghosting is literally you never hear from the person again, like fini.
No,
like,
but it's imagine, done. Okay, like imagine we're having
in because if it's a few days, then that's airing. I'm guessing. I don't think that's.
But ghosting. Airing, no, I can't like my dictionary. Airing is a couple of hours. If you are not asking for days, are you mad?
Okay, but. Okay, so is it like, okay, I think ghosting is different from airing in the sense that ghosting is like, assuming, let's say I message Daring, hey Daring, how are you?
Yeah.
And Daring just never replies. That's ghosting, not airing. But assuming, like, no, but I see something unreplyable.
You're saying as if, like, because the conversation was beginning and they just didn't reply. Like, a conversation can be ongoing and they just wouldn't respond and, like, they disappear.
Okay, true.
Like that.
But if it's something unreplyable, that doesn't
airing.
That's conversation ended, surely.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you guess? Like, I mean, that's conversation ended. So ghosting is just, I feel, abrupt and uncalled for.
Yeah, there's, like when there's no explanation or
you're, yeah,
like, all of you are just confused, like, huh?
Like, you who? Get... Where? Why?
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Yeah, that's ghosting. And I don't think...
Okay, let me tell you your scenario, and then you can tell me if you think you were ghosted or not, right?
Oh, no, actually, no. Let's
I think we
not
should do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. You called this person.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Is it true? That's actually all I
need. Now the listeners are going to be like, what happened? So I have to finish
the theory. No. I will finish it off myself.
No.
Okay, so fair enough. I was ghosted, no, but...
No,
I hate this bitch, man.
So, yeah, you were in my room and you called this person.
Oh my God.
You rang. You know, sometimes you can call someone and they'll cut the call and message you. Sorry, you can't talk right now or something, you know? This call rang, reached the end of, you know, ringing and stopped ringing. And for like
unanswered,
and unanswered, yeah. And the person did not message primarily being like, oh, sorry, I'm busy, or I saw your missed call, or text me instead. None of that, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
It took like 3-4 days for the person to say, oh, sorry, just saw your missed call.
Yeah.
That, babes, is ghosting, babes. Like,
okay.
Yeah, babes. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't think that was considered ghosting, but thank you for educating me. Because does it still count as ghosting? The person comes, like, I didn't get it.
You were ghosted for 4 days. You called and nobody ever responded.
Okay, girl, you're a bit too loud. We've heard. Yes, it was unanswered. Moving on.
Sorry, I'm just fair enough.
I've been ghosted. But that was years ago.
Really?
That was years ago. We'll just leave it at that. But yeah, you? Question mark?
I don't know. Surely you can tell me if I've been ghosted, do you think? I mean, I don't think I have. Like, I have. I actually remember one. It might be different from what you remember. It sounds like you remember something. Remember that time that I shot my shots via DMs?
Oh.
Yeah. So guys, let me explain the pitch.
That wasn't even ghosting. It was Edge, don't fucking kill me. Like, just... Nah,
but never came back.
Yeah.
But
that was actually rude. I can't lie.
You know what would have been airing? If I messaged him and saw my shots and he never replied, then I think I would have even been like, okay, this conversation never started, so he just aired me. But he replied. I said, hey, how are you? You know, the small talk. And then when I started guessing, you know, trying to really discuss, asking me a question, just opened it and never. In fact, he didn't even open it for weeks. After that, I just thought, am I crazy? I have to.
That was actually disrespectful. Like,
anyway, just so that you guys know that I'm a bad bitch, and I posted something on my story, let's say months after, and he replied. But nigga, I wasn't following him, so I did not see. Fuck you if you're listening.
Yikes.
Thank you. Cheers.
So yeah, we've all had our fair share of, I mean, ghosting once in a while. I personally think it's quite rude. To be honest, like, I don't think I've ever ghosted anyone.
I just think you can explain, like, if you're not in the mood or you don't want to talk.
You actually can, and I did this recently. Like, this guy messaged me. He was like, "Hi." He was like, "Hi." I was like, "Hey." And honestly, I really wasn't in the mood for the conversation, and I literally told him, like, "I'm not, like, in the right headspace. Like, you called me at the wrong time, type of P. Like, I'm not about to respond to you." And he was like, "Oh, fair enough. Like, I hope you're good. Whatever, whatever. I'll message you another time." Literally.
Period.
Like, it wasn't awkward at all. And, I mean, he did message me another time, and I was actually up to replying. And so I did.
Mm-hmm. But
communicate, guys.
I think that when people ghost, I don't know, I'm not going to make excuses for people, but I don't. Like, they are obviously doing something wrong, which is why they are now caught up in a situation where they're like, fuck, I can't reply or talk to this person because...
But for sometimes, it's for no reason. Like,
I can't, like, let's think about this.
Like,
thing.
It's for no reason.
You know, the stories that we know from someone.
Okay, so why did that guy ghost you? Why did that guy ghost you?
We don't know him from Adam or Eve. I've never met him in real life. How do I know he didn't have...
That's what I'm saying. So what reason would he have had?
No, that's what I'm trying to explain. Maybe he shouldn't have even replied me in the first place. Maybe he's in a relationship I did not even know. Do you get it? Like, men do fucking up.
No, but friend, I actually hear that though. Like, but I also believe, like, some people are just generally bad people. Like, they can be 100% no, like, wake up and not even wake up. They just look at the messenger and they're like, nah. Like, no, I'm actually not ever going to reply this, and nothing is gonna happen. Like,
and nothing ever does happen, though. Like, you know, like,
you are
nothing ever does happen. Like, you know, if they don't reply,
that's true.
Yeah, it's just no, like, repercussion for ghosting.
Yeah, it just feels weird. Like, it's just that weird feeling. Like,
I don't know. I'm not really about it in the mind of the ghost. Like, maybe they just woke up today and they thought, I'm actually not feeling it. But it's just like, why can't you just say you're not?
Yeah, communication is what key. Like, or maybe they feel like the ghostee can't handle it. But that's not your decision to make, quite frankly. Like,
yeah.
First of all, yam me and then see if I can take it or not. But, who honestly knows? But the truth of the matter is, we're talking because we've had ghosting, like, people have ghosted us before. We've had at least one ghosting experience. But honestly, I've probably ghosted someone before. Like, you know when you just, or has that never happened to you?
I can't lie, as you just said it, I just remembered. Like, if I ever tried to explain to you, like, let me, do you know why I know that this ghosting that I did was bad? Because you, Pamela, don't remember that I was ever even talking to this guy that I ghosted.
Wait, who is this, please?
You actually know. Like, I don't want to talk too much, but you actually know who I'm talking. We discussed about this, like, last week, and you were like, I've never heard this name in my life. Like, I don't know who this is.
Really?
I feel so mean.
Yeah, I can't lie. I was kind of like, okay, and like, and but you see, that's because we're on the other end of the stick. Like, it was okay for Darren to ghost.
No, I can't lie, it wasn't okay because,
yeah,
like, I could have actually, he was actually nice. I could have actually just said, like,
no, it was too much.
I mean, he was over messaging, like, he was doing a lot, yeah. Like, he was triple texting, was. Maybe even quadruple texting, but like,
exactly.
He
didn't deserve his pleasure.
I actually tried to spare him because, just for context for you guys, the first, not stop laughing.
Just not spare.
Like, the first part, like, when, like, I realized that, nah, to be honest, the day after I met him, I realized, nah, this is not happening. Like, it's not working. But when I realized,
yeah, I was like, figure, you guys,
stop. When I realized, nah, I'm not interested. Luckily, in fact, what am I saying? Luckily, am I crazy? Like, I was actually busy. Like, I actually had things to do, and NSAS was going on. So I just said, look, like, a lot is going on, and I don't feel like communicating, which was true.
Darren said, fortunately, I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. I didn't mean it like that, but like, I was busy. Like, I'm a uni student. Like, let's not forget, like,
education. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a master's student. Let me correct myself.
Period.
So yeah, I tried to spare him by telling him the truth. Like, look, I'm not trying to speak right now or anything. And instead of him to give me space, he started saying, "Okay, oh really? Okay, this process here. Do you want to go? Do you want to?" It was kind of like, I already told you. So I mean, after that, I just stopped replying, and he knew.
Yeah, and
eject himself
as you should, though. Like, I understand that, like, fair enough, it was wicked, nobody likes to be ghosted, but you yanked it.
I actually did.
Oh shit, I was about to say something and just quit. No, it's okay. Yeah, anyway, ghosting, it's bad, like, don't do it, kids. I feel like just communicate, last, like, you'll be okay. Like, just communicate how you're feeling if you're not really feeling the person anymore. To be fair, I'm saying that now, but I even feel like currently someone is ghosting me. Let me give you the situation.
Oh my god,
Derry's gonna beat my ass. You know what? I'm not gonna be honest. Forget.
I don't. I can't. Like, at least I'm gonna get fed up with you doing, you know, back and forth, like, speaking. Oh,
so, like, I was planning on linking this guy, and I mean, based on how he was replying, he was also on it as well. So I was expecting, maybe like later in the week or something, I'll get a message from him, like, what's up? Like, yeah, that type of key.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just never, the message hasn't arrived. Maybe it got lost in transmission or something. I don't know. But I mean, that's just me. But Darren said it's not ghosting, so maybe it's not just ghosting.
It's not ghosting.
I don't know. Okay.
No, let me just explain really quickly. Not working too much. Like, you didn't need to do that because y'all had decided we're not gonna be linking it.
Okay. I can't lie. You're yanning a lot. Exactly. Thank you. I understand.
Yeah, the situation was over. He didn't, it wasn't
like okay. Air. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like the listeners and myself, Pamleri, understand.
Good. As long as it's crystal clear, babes.
Yeah, crystal clear.
Yeah.
What I hate most about, like, ghosting or airing or just people not replying in general is just like, it's that feeling like something is wrong.
You have to ask yourself, then I'll do something wrong.
Yeah, you're not start second guessing, like what's going on? Like, when that first guy ghosted me years ago, I was just like, what actually is happening? I mean, in the end, he ended up having a girlfriend, so
I was scared. Maybe when you called, he was even with his babe. Like,
guy, I honestly believe so, because I then started to think, what could have gone wrong? Like, a few days ago, we were posted up in your crib, like,
hey,
what is going on,
man?
Do you get what I mean? And as I said, to think, even during, yeah, my friends were just trying to be like, you know what, like, maybe he's like,
yesterday, I was trying to be the voice of reason because I know Pamela can start to, I think, and I thought, no, now, maybe he's not around right now, like, maybe he went,
he was at. Yeah, and I mean, it turned out that he really wasn't around and he was just, you know, busy with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that explains a lot.
A lot.
But in the time before I found out, it was just like making up your own
scenarios, conclusions
for why they're not exactly making up your own scenarios for why they're not replying. And I really hate that a lot as an overthinker. You can't give me that much leeway. Like, no. Like, I really, like, don't give that, me too much leeway.
Us babes, like, we're all living the same life because I heard the story of this guy that ghosted this babe. Like, he was like, okay, I'll come over, and I'll come, right? It's not you laughing. yeah, because I've not gotten notification to talk about this theory, but I have to. He said, I'll come over in an hour. Like, is that cool? She said, yeah, no worries. That hour came, he was not there. 2 hours, 3 hours. She sparked her J. She went to bed. She sparked her J. She said, okay, let's try again. She now messaged him, like what they
meant. And girls, that's you see, the
that's
problem.
What that's what I'm saying. Right? Like, when they do you
that is the
you gotta cut that nigga, like, free him.
No, but it's so much easier said than done. Like, sometimes here, like, I actually do, but, okay, no, we're getting there.
Like, I'm part of the girls that would message. I cannot lie, because when you now let me tell you the thought process. When that's something like that now happens, you now think, oh, you know what? Let me vex, right? That you do you have to spark, but you know, sometimes you have to tread lightly. You don't want to spark too much, just small sparking. You spark,
take it from me, don't spark too much.
Yeah, come here. You spark something like small blasting. You now hope that he feels bad so that when you make up, it will even be, you know, better than the original state. That's the thought process of why we think less just allow, but they just take you for granted. They simply take you for idiots,
guy. Fee. Yeah,
because this particular
theory,
he just never showed up like continuously. So,
like, can you just see, like, what does that even mean?
Like, anyway, end of the story is this babe, this guy has a girlfriend. So, like, that was
possible. There's always a girlfriend. In the closet. Why?
For no reason.
Why?
Like,
why? Why?
I think what we should start doing is start exposing these cheating ass men. I can't lie, but their babes will collect them back. And also, I said this. I'm also never going to anyone as a woman. I can't do it.
Do you understand? Like, I'm not the one. I remember telling one of my friends this story of how this guy had a girlfriend, and I found out because I told her how I found out, and she was like, "Ah, you didn't go and meet the babe." I was like, "For what? For what?" Like, last I will chop the embarrassment. Like, at the end of the day, she can say something silly like, "Yeah, the girl on the side." Last I was not the girlfriend. Do you guess? Like, you take your L, and you have to just go and sit down quietly. But it's still painful nonetheless. Like, why is there always a little girlfriend in the closet?
Not
like,
the little girlfriend in the closet.
Guy, the little GF.
Stop that. Please, God. Man, ghosting. And then it's now like, because they've ghosted, there's actually no closure. But again, that now leads me to, you know, this part. What really is closure? Like,
closure is actually a scam, you guys. And I wish I could take my own words, because I am not the type of person to let things, like, go. Like, even when I know things have evidently ended, I must know why. Like, I have to know why. But you guys, the why doesn't exist.
It's because like, your answer. You're always searching for why. Like,
guy, I'm always searching for the answers. Like, and it's never really there. That's the truth of the matter. But guy, it's never there. But I'm always left looking. Like, I saw it.
No, let me read this. Let me read this. I quote tweeted this tweet. I even have my phone here. Let me. I know the tweets.
Wait, don't be about to say it and you cussing me off.
No, because I've been holding my phone to say it. Like, I opened the tweet for this reason. This tweet says, closure is just you wanting a verbal explanation for something they've shown you. Why? Why do you want to put yourself through that twice?
Sorry, the silence is giving you guys time to think. And to assimilate what Derek said, like, I really want it to enter, like, I want it to enter your brain, like, do you want to take it again? I don't think they heard you the first time. You have to take it again.
Reel it back. Please. Okay.
Reload it.
Reload it. not this this night. Closure is just wanting a verbal explanation for something they've shown you.
Babes, they've shown you. Do you want them to write it down? Do you want them to sing a song about it? Like what? Like babes? No, no.
Babes, you deserve wrong.
Babes, I want more for you, babe.
Oh my God.
Babe, please. Just get like no. This tweet really hit me deep because I was just like, that's actually so true. Like they've already shown you. What else do you want them to do? Like,
but it's the way it's kind of like okay, the human mind is wired like that, though. Like.
Yeah.
Like you know that they've shown you. Okay, they fucked up, but you want to know why did you fuck up? Like why did you do
exactly?
That?
Like what?
Why did you do this to me? Like, especially like why? What made?
Okay, I think I think it's more personalized. Yeah. Like
you actually just why an explanation, and I can't like. Me. There's never really an explanation. They just don't care enough for you. Period.
Guy, I saw another one on Instagram. It says closure isn't an apology or answers. If the situation made you feel awful, seeking closure by reopening is insanity. I said, oh.
Because you're going to release it again. I said, for what?
It said closure is moving on. Closure is your choice. I said, oh. They said,
yeah, I hope you get that.
But
too.
Then sorry. Again,
it's a choice. It's a choice, babes.
But yeah, you guys, closure is honestly, it's a whatchamacallit.
You want to think, have I ever like longed for closure? Twice. Mm. I really have. Mm. I tried to pretend. Why did I do that?
I feel like I have, like, I'm seeing closure on Darren's behalf on one particular situation that to Darren.
That's why you're seeking closure on my behalf. Yeah, I get that.
I'm not messaging the guy asking for closure, but I'm also just sitting down wondering how.
No.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Yeah. I don't understand.
That's the situation for everybody around that, you know, everybody wants to know what happened because people ask me what happened and I can't tell them because I don't know, you know?
It just was like.
Like, why do men, like, you know, like.
Yeah, why do men?
The day we actually find out, I mean, this is not me longing for closure, but it's just genuinely interesting. Like, the day it comes, that's when we understand what really happened. Like, you know, maybe.
But the truth of the matter, do you know why closure is actually a scam? Because hypothetically, now, even if what guy, there can be no like valid explanation that nigga can give anybody that will make sense for what happened. Do you get? So it's like, why am I now wondering?
It's because like the things like us as girls,
I'm not gonna believe
when we do things. Like to be fair, even some boys, maybe just not all guys. Like some when you do things, even if you think I don't really care, you act like there's a reason for why you did it. Like the reason is I don't care. Like I don't care is a reason. Do you get that? Like, or it's just like I just want to know. Even if your closure, your explanation, or whatever is stupid and is daft. But it came from your mind. So that explains why you did it. So that's...
Guy, but sometimes it just doesn't make sense.
No, it can never be fine. But it's like, okay, like, but at least now I know you're a dummy because it came from your mind. Like,
do you understand?
Like,
so you can honestly see the thing because even if that guy comes back tomorrow to say, oh my God, this is why
everything
is really going to change.
My eyes are not going to lie to you. Somehow. Like, OMG, closure. Okay,
Is why closure is a scam because you are seeking what you will not eventually accept. Like, why? So just let it go.
What about guys that will be seeking closure? They will not say, actually, I think we should have this conversation in person, but they are shaving before they go for the conversation. Have you done that?
Babes, this is why like you should, you know, check in with me.
Yeah, I didn't know you used to be outside.
But I'm not ashamed. You can't be like I know girls exactly. Girls have done things
boys,
like this before. Guy,
they are message. Going for closure, they'll wear their gray joggers. Are they okay?
Why? Your jeans are not ironed or
jeans.
I don't care. But some guys they still pull up in jeans.
End this recording. End because I know why you said that. End this recording.
Are you crazy? No, the thing is that after I said it, I now clocked, but I swear I didn't say it because of
that. Tell somebody something in private, and you know, like
Oh my god.
Okay, now. I wish we listened to this.
No. I swear. You guys, I can't lie. Even if you're listening to this, and so what? Who gonna check us?
I'll back you. I can't lie.
Who gonna check us? Are you crazy? You guys are seeing. You guys are seeing. But yeah, we digress. Like, I honestly feel like you just have to be prepared, innit? But it's like, prepared for what?
That's because the way you just said it, you just have to be prepared, innit? You answer your question. Prepared for what?
Guy, yeah, it can't. He'll say, oh, like, I'm just coming over. Like, even me, I'll not say, nothing's going to happen, though. He'll not be like, yeah, no.
Oh, God, this
meanwhile,
actually happened.
Why?
Like, I just remembered.
Like, it don't make no sense. But I know that girls can relate. Which is not really a shit.
It do be like, happening. It do
girls,
be happening to the best of
you. Exactly. You that you're listening and you're a girl, I know it's been happening to you. Oh boy. Like, I know you're
be thinking like, that makeup sex, bang. That angry sex will hit. Sorry.
I don't know what they're talking about. But yeah, you just have to be prepared. But yeah, moral of story, closure is a scam, guys. Ghosting is bad.
And if they did that to you around this Valentine's period, free that man, because he knew that February was approaching and he decided to misbehave. And I'm just speaking to the
people. Guy?
No, I'm speaking to the people that if this happened to them around this Valentine's.
Oh my god, you guys, before we speaking of ghosted during Valentine, this guy ghosted during because Valentine.
I mean,
was
coming,
you guys.
Okay.
You guys
wait, but like I actually forgot. But because I positioned my mind as a peer, I was already going to do self-pampering. This was not my boyfriend. I mean, I took myself to the spa, but when you think about it, from the 13th, he didn't speak to me. From 13th of February, we spoke that day. He's now messaged me on the 15th. How are you?
He purposely skipped 14 days. I'm actually mad. And what was now, like Jerry said, like,
guy, I had planned because I had to book in advance. Like, I paid for my spa and everything. It's not like, because this was not
exactly
the boyfriend. This
so
was a friend with benefits, like, typey.
I mean, debatable, but what I'm even gonna say is, guys, that, like, it's not your decision to make. Like, guys just automatically think. The girl expects something.
Why is he thinking Valentine's
that time? I mean, let me
special, like creme de la creme.
Do you get? Some girls actually
me.
Don't
I don't give no
fucks. But that whole exactly, and him not messaging her on that day was kind of like, what the hell? Like, I'm not even thinking about anything. But he has already gone to do that because he's daft, and he made up Darren's mind for her. Like, are you crazy?
It's okay.
Something
that went to ground. Anyway, what I was saying was, girls, I know something like that would have, you know, might have happened to y'all because this episode comes out after Valentine's Day, actually. Take him, once February 2nd, 3rd starts to hit and they are misbehaving, some guys will even delete their social media, just, you know, go quiet.
Yeah,
it's actually a tactic. So I'm going to start thinking, okay, if I meet a babe in December, I'm not going to start rushing her too much. Like, I don't need
they probably skip February.
God, they have to end
out. So don't honestly feel bad. Just like,
babes,
move on.
Yeah,
like, don't do too much.
Also, I can't like boys, some babes, we do it to guys too. Some babes too, just, you know, oh.
Oh my god, speaking of that, please. Somebody posted on their one of my friends posted on their private story that this guy has asked her to make Valentine's plans twice, and she has made excuses, and he has come again to not ask her, but she wants the same energy from someone else.
Fuck.
She's been dodging. She's been dodging this guy. No, but fair enough, like, I just don't get how you can be confident to the, like, how are you so confident that this girl wants to spend Valentine's with me? two times you've asked, she has given you an excuse, you're still going for it. Like, is that time really the chance?
You should say something like that, Pamela. Like, babe, stupidity is doing the same thing continuously and expecting a different result. Yeah.
A different result. Like, two times already. Valentine's on Sunday. Now, today is what? Friday. She's not going to do. But anyway, Valentine's is that fast.
Yeah, she's not green. This
episode is over. But I just find that so funny. Like, cause ahead. I mean, what they say.
Guys, yeah, last. So open your eyes, because some days want to use you for Valentine's and free you after.
Just gauge the P. Like, once she has said she's not free, you say you're not free. Like,
they'll just be lingering, saying, you know what, I don't really feel this guy, but it's already January. Let me just play along, allow, so that when Fem comes out, at least I'll receive flower. Let me post on my story. Let me touch on the guys that I need.
Oh my god.
Things are happening outside.
No, but fair enough, babe. Do you, sir?
Yeah.
Just do you. Whatever gets your boat, your boat floating. Whatever gets your butt.
On that note, floating. When we're struggling to speak English, guys.
Yeah, that's when you know, like, actually coming to an end. Like,
we're still here. We've given things facts, you know, gems. We've made things crystal clear.
Take notes. Jot one or two things down. Don't say we never.
In the process, you make this stuff related because this should do be happening in real life.
Guys, it'd be happening to us. It'd be happening to you.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. See you next time on Tag the Podcast.
Bye, guys.